Delighted to be joined a little bit later than normal by a member of Brentwood Council. Today it is Greg Campbell. So good afternoon to you, Greg.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Michelle.
How are you?
Not too bad, not too bad. Been a busy week, hasn't it?
Yes, it certainly has. We've got a lot to get through today. We're finishing lockdown. A little bit disappointing news. Brentwood is going to be in Tier 2.
Yeah, so obviously we're in Tier 2. We're still in high alert, but obviously some of the restrictions have been lifted, which is good news, I can say, for retail, which is open. And bars, pubs and restaurants, pubs and bars can open doors if they're having full meals, and there's some restrictions on those. Obviously, there's still restrictions on the mixing of households and support bubbles, but some of it has been released. Indoor leisure is open, accommodation open. So some of those, and outdoor sports is also open. But what I would do is highlight that if people go to brentwood.gov.uk and coronavirus, there's all the information that they need to understand exactly what is open and what they can do, and also what the restrictions still in place are.
Yeah.
And that's going to be from the 2nd of December. But obviously, if everyone follows the rules, you know, maintains that social distancing, et cetera, et cetera, then hopefully that may even move, that tier may move in the right direction quickly, we hope.
Now, hot off the press, the Brentwood Centre here, what's the update?
So, yeah, the Brentwood Centre, great news. Worked really hard, and the Brentwood Centre will open its doors again under the Tier 2 restrictions on the 5th of December.
Brilliant.
That's next Saturday. Available from that point will be swimming, gym in the main hall, badminton, and the 3G pitch, which is outside. So we've got those open at the moment. Mm. We're going to put a timetable together of when other activities can come on board. As you can imagine, lots of work to do, you know, starting from the ground up, putting things in, but they're being put into place. Mm. All I can also advise is if people keep an eye on the web pages, and that's brentwood.gov.uk /Brentwood-Centre. If they look on that on a daily basis, it will start updating them on how to book and what's going on and when things are coming back on board. So it's great news. It's been a really hard slog getting it to where we are. I'm really proud that we're going to be able to open on the 5th of December. But all I can emphasise is keep checking the website on a daily basis, and that will provide daily updates and provide people with information on what's going on.
Chris was on last week, Chris Hossack, the leader of the council. He was talking about the discretionary funding. There is 1.5 million available for businesses out there in Brentwood.
So, yeah, I've got three bits of information. There's the new discretionary grant scheme launched this week, and that's aimed at businesses who just fall outside of the government's national lockdown grant. And there's grants of up to £3,000. Who cannot avoid some of the overheads that are being caused for them. And people can apply to these at brentwood.gov.uk/business support. If they go to that website, that should tell them everything. If they have problems or they just want some more information, they can email business@brentwood.gov.uk or call the council's telephone number 01277 312 500, and they'll be able to speak to someone who can advise them if they've got any questions on there. The other one I just wanted, there's two others. Local restrictions support grants. So if the your business was legally required to close during the lockdown, you're able to receive up to £3,000, and they need to apply for that grant now. So far we've paid out to 58 businesses.
Right.
And again, if they go to the website, which is brentwood.gov.uk/business support, and then they can find out all about the local restrictions support grant. And then the last one, just want to let people know about, that's coming, is the Essex Business Adaptions Grant. And our Chief Executive Jonathan will be able to share more information next week on this one. But businesses will be able to apply for £1,500 to make donations towards their premises, so they can continue to trade under kind of a secure, COVID-secure way.
Right.
And now that we're moving back into Tier 2. So that's going to be coming next week, and there'll be more information on that. But I understand that grant can be used for things like marquees, outdoor seating, patio heaters, blankets, some of those bits. So just be aware that that's coming as well.
Be aiming to get that money out as quickly as possible.
Definitely, Michelle. We were quite proud on how quickly we got those grants out last time. They really went to the businesses really quickly. I believe we were the fastest in Essex getting them out and getting them to the businesses. So hopefully it really did help those businesses.
Now, Can in the Van initiative, yes. which is fantastic. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so we're running it again. We've run it a couple of times this year already, but we've got in the lead up to Christmas. So Can in a Van is going to happen on December the 4th. That's next Friday. And it's happening outside Sainsbury's and outside Marks and Spencer's in the High Street.
Yep.
Obviously, we'll have our vans. We're going to have our volunteers. We're remaining, obviously, social distance involved, all the COVID restrictions in place. But please give generously for this. It's a great opportunity to give something back. That goes to Food Bank, who then distribute it out to those who need something at Christmas. And, you know, maybe we're looking for just something a little bit extra at Christmas, crackers or something that we can put into that food parcel for those who need it. There'll be lists on the day of the things and items that we'll need, but there'll be volunteers at both sites. And if you are passing or if you're going near there, please drop in and donate. That would be fantastic. Next Friday, the 4th of December, starting at 8 in the morning.
And it is quite easy, because if you're going into either of those shops and you just get an extra tin of something, or, as I said last week when me and Chris were talking about it, just like your shampoos, things that you know, you bleach, and, as you said, Christmas crackers.
And it's all with the people that have set up the community hub. So, yeah, really fantastic support in getting this going and maintaining it. So really, really proud of it, and really pleased and grateful for that support.
Yeah, and well done to all the teams of people. I know there's lots and lots of organisations out there in Brentwood that have been working really hard to help people, getting prescriptions, making sure people are getting food. So well done. There's so many out in Brentwood. It's unbelievable, really.
I can quickly list off those that are involved if you want. So the Daily Bread Cafe, Manor Meals, Brentwood Mutual Aid, the Lighthouse Furniture Project, Brentwood Resident Action Group, West Horndon Community Help Club Hub, the Vita Help Group, the Blackmore Community Hub, and they're the ones that I've got in front of me. There may be others. I hope I haven't missed anyone off, but I think I've covered most of those, so I'm just hopeful I've covered them. But you can see how many different groups are involved and really working for Brentwood as a borough and the residents of Brentwood.
Yeah, well done. Well done to everybody involved and all the volunteers that give up their time to do that. And we're going to finish on Brentwood Lighting Up. Now, it's normally absolutely brilliant. We normally got a stage, you've got all those wonderful stalls along the High Street and down Crown Street, and it's just, you know, your hot toddies. We can't do that this year. So what's happening with Brentwood Lighting Up and other events we've got coming up over the Christmas period?
Yeah, so what's happening, obviously we've got lots of little events coming up, but the main thing, the light going live and lighting up, is happening on the 3rd of December. So that's happening, and it's going but at 5:30 to 6:30, the lighting up is, and people are asked to go onto the Facebook page to get the link so they can watch it live, what's happening. And there's going to be performers that are happening, so we're doing it all virtual, but people will see things. There is also some other entertainment going on and some other things that people can get involved with, which is also the Nutcrackers. I'm not sure if you've heard about that. That's a trail around Brentwood, and it's about the Nutcrackers and finding them. But if you go onto that Facebook page and onto our website, you can find out all about it. But it's happening next Thursday. We're not having, as you know, and as said, the stage and everyone coming along. Hopefully next year we'll be back to that. It'd be fantastic if we are. But this year it's all virtual. Mm-hmm. Everyone can join in. Maybe have your own lighting up party at home. Maybe do something with your family. But get involved in it. Post some pictures. Go onto the Facebook. The community team have been fantastic in putting all this together, the likes of Zara, Sarah, Kim, all those guys, bringing it all together. So really support it, because I think it'll be a great evening, and some of the other events leading up to Brentwood.